Well, we pulled Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer out of a draft meeting, so we think he's going to be in a good mood to talk to us today.
It's possible.
Okay, all right.
We'll have to see how it goes.
Okay, we'll see how this goes. Right. It's the off season, but it seems like more and more every year there's less off time in the off season for a coach. Is that true?
Yeah, and especially when you're deep into the playoffs, that always happens. But trying to get everything done, get the free agency done, evaluate your team, get going with the draft, try to figure out what you're going to do next year better. It gets condensed pretty quick, and then all of a sudden it's April 16th.
The Minnesota Vikings clinch the NFC North with a dominating performance.
When you're 13-3 and you've won your division for the second time in 3 years.
Got a long way to go, man. Long, long way.
And you make a deep playoff run. As the leader of the team, is it a challenge to get everyone in the building to understand that you have to still get better?
I think, we do have some really smart guys on our team, and I think they understand that part. We're going to talk to them about why we have to get better, the things we have to do to get better, that we can't start at 13-3. We have to start at 0-0. Every year is a new year. I think that's one of the things that these players understand. But we have a good team, and we have a good nucleus of guys, and hopefully if we continue to do the right things, we'll continue to play good next year and we'll win games.
The offseason program is starting. You said when the guys get back here. So what happens in the first few weeks of the offseason program? What do you want for the team?
Well, it's really get back into the conditioning part of things, get back in the weight room, get back around each other, the camaraderie that you have. We go back through the cut-ups and show some of the things we did good and why we're doing the things that we're doing. And then we're going to hit them with some football game things where we can try to learn to be a better football team overall.
Situational football, is that stuff you look at from the time the season ends to now?
Yeah, it's really what we're going to start preaching here once we get going. In the past we've done why we won games, why we lost games. This year we're going to do a little bit more of game management kind of things where understanding the situation of the game, understanding what we need to do in each situation. And I do think that helped us to win some games last year.
When the guys get to this building, for some of them for the first time, what do you think they're going to like about it?
I think they'll like everything. It's everybody that's been in here is amazed at how big and nice it is. And, I'll probably remind them that this building will not win any games for us. We're going to have to go in and work. And, hopefully it's not like Rocky where we have to go in back into the old gym and get down and dirty.
I don't think that you would hesitate if that's what it took to win, though, would you?
No, I really don't care. One of the players was here, and I said, we have two heated fields outside now. And he said, yeah. And I said, what that means, right? And he says, yeah, we'll be outside.
Yeah, it also means you have two unheated fields, too. So if you get really mad at him, you can send him to that one.
Yeah, I can. Hopefully I won't get mad. I don't get too mad at this team very often.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. A couple of new additions to the team.
Sheldon, can I introduce you to Kirk?
I haven't met you yet, man. I'm Kirk. Great
What's
to meet you.
Boss?
Yes.
Pleasure.
Yes, welcome. Pleasure. Love to have
Kirk.
You.
I'm Andre Patterson. I coach the defensive
Great
line.
To meet you.
Hey,
yeah.
Glad to have you,
Thrilled
man.
To be here.
You're glad to have you. You
Thrilled
are a pain
here.
In our butt for 3 years.
Huh? You guys got
As a coach, you're used to playing against these guys, and now they're on your team, so that's good.
Yeah, it's good. And we feel like they'll fit into the organization, into the culture that we're trying to build here really well.
Can't wait to get back here in mid-April and start working towards the ultimate goal.
Kirk had a chance to go down there into Atlanta and throw the ball with Diggs and Thielen, so they kind of organized that whole thing. And then, Sheldon has been a guy that he's been on our radar for a while because, we're always looking for three techniques, so he can help us be better defensively.
Going to work and chasing something, the ultimate goal. Best opportunity, I feel like it was here.
New offensive coordinator in the mix. And with that comes maybe some changes to the offense, but also some things that won't change. But what's it been like working with the guy, John DeFilippo?
It's been great. He's very, very detailed. I've had a lot of people come up to me at the owners' meetings and things like that and talk about how good of a coach he is, what kind of person he is, and also how detailed he is. He's been very detailed. He's done a great job in these draft meetings looking at guys way down the list. And then I think he's already got the first three OTAs scripted.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, he's used to scripting things. He likes that.
Yeah.
You two will have some good battles. practices?
You know, it's honestly, Mike, it's not really about a battle between me and DeFilippo. It's about trying to get Harrison Smith better and Pat Elflein and Mike Remmers and everybody else better and trying to compete against one another and trying to become a team again, because this is we've got a lot of new guys.
One more significant step in terms of player acquisition coming up, and it's the draft, which is coming up really quickly, actually, end of the month. Every draft class is different. Every year is different for the draft. You pick in different spots. But what do you think about this year's draft?
Well, I think there's some good players here, and I think there'll be some players in positions that we have some need in. And so, you know, the crazy thing about the draft is, you know, you get your heart set on a guy, and he might get picked a little bit sooner. Or, things happen that way throughout the whole course of those 3 days. But our guys, Rick Spielman and George Payton and Rob Brzezinski, they do a great job of trading, moving up, moving back.
I think we're going to trade.
Finding players that we feel like will fit into our organization and really our culture and really what we're trying to build here. And I think we'll find some good ones. And, you know, the most important thing for me is these guys that we bring in, not only can they help us athletically with their abilities, but the locker room, the kind of locker room that we have.
There's a fireplace in here, two really big TVs, and a nice view. So you're going back to draft meetings. Can we stay here?
All day long.
All right.
As long as you want.
Okay.
All right.